Goal by, first of all, it will be Rosebud. Actually, Mount Vernon Enola had it, and Rosebud stole it, puts the shot up. It's no good, but a whistle and a foul, and we will start this game with a couple of free throws. And at the free throw line, it will be free throw up and good for, that will be Sarah Sarton. So the first point of the game is on the board. Second one up. It's good also. Sarah Sarton hits a pair, and it's 2-0 Rosebud, and they apply the full court pressure now as the ball comes down for Mount Vernon Enola. They get it into the front court now, and they'll set the offense. Heather Prowse has it on the left wing. Now takes it back out to the top of the key and a dribble to the right side. Now she tries to penetrate, and it goes out to the wing to Bartley. Bartley hands off to Prowse. Heather drives inside. Out to the left now. Pull-up jumper at the free throw line. That one is up and good on the inside by Shayna Smith.
Good little drive down the lane in the paint. Little jump shot. 2-2 down.
We're just underway here in the opening quarter action. Championship game tonight. Almost a three-pointer by Tori Wilborg, but she passes to the left side. Cross court now to Harlan. Harlan dishes off underneath, and that one almost stolen away, but Lauren Wynn comes up with it. Now almost another steal out near half court.
I tell you what, aggressive D.
Three-point shot, top of the key, no good. That one put up by Tori Wilborg. Rebound, Mount Vernon Enola. They push it down court quickly. It goes inside underneath. Turnaround jumper up, no good. Heather Prowse has the rebound, saves it in, and it will be Bartley with the basketball. Bartley now back to Prowse. Heather drives inside, throws it away. That one picked off by Rosebud. And Kendall Harlan will push it down the floor. Now Harlan kicks it out to Wilborg. Back to Harlan. Harlan gets it inside. Ball loose on the floor, and Mount Vernon takes over. And down court for a layup. No good on the other end. That one missed, and let's see, that was Katie McNinch. Now a drive the other way, and Kendall, no, that one was Lauren Wynn.
Lauren Wynn, good drive on the right side, good pass, 4-2 Rosebud.
So it will be Mount Vernon Enola back the other way. Heather Prowse takes it all the way down court, dribbles ball off her foot, bounds as her back was
Mount Vernon, real aggressive and speed and left ball.
So the bound has to for a little bit. She'll slow walk down in some direction from Coach Matt Goodwin. Out to the right, to Harlan underneath, and reach in fast.
Today, with all the hype from the big city car dealers, it's easy to forget a hometown dealer still exists. At Smith Ford in Conway, we're proud to be Central Arkansas's Ford dealer with a hometown touch. We're also proud to feature America's number one selling truck for 34 straight years, the Ford F-150, the Ford Explorer, and the fuel-efficient Ford Focus with up to 40 miles per gallon highway. And at Smith Ford, we still do business with a handshake and a smile. Smith Ford in Conway, still your hometown dealer.
Hello, I'm Ed Lacey, Vice President and Administrator at Baptist Health Medical Center, Heber Springs. We are pleased once again to support the Greers Ferry Lake area basketball teams and wish them continued success for the remainder of their seasons. At Baptist Health Medical Center, Heber Springs, we give all our best to serve the people of Cleburne County and surrounding areas, and we encourage the youth of our area to give all their best to achieve excellence in all they do.
On Sarah Sarton, her first foul, and now we'll have an inbound play with the full court press by the Lady Ramblers. So it will be traveling the length of the floor. Inbound pass is finally made. That goes to Shayna Smith, and Smith hands off to Bartley. Bartley across the timeline, now back to Smith. Smith with a dribble, has the ball tipped away, but she picks it back up, now needs some help. Gets it left side to McNinch. Now inside, Heather Prowse lays it up. That one is good. Inside by Heather Prowse.
Good little drive on the left side. She used that left hand and put her through. 9-5, Mount Vernon.
Just over 4 minutes to play in the opening quarter of action. It will be Lauren Wynn with the basketball. Cross-court pass in the corner to Wilborg. Wilborg cross-court to Tori Lemieux on the right side.
She drives in, kicks it back out to the left. Now the ball inside, underneath. That one put up, and good by Tori Wilbore.
Yeah, good little drive by Tori. She put it up and in, 9-7.
Heather Prowse down court finds the open player underneath, and she misses the layup underneath. That was Kayla Brewer, and the ball out of bounds. And let's see, it looks like they will give it back to Mount Vernon Enola. They will inbound this one underneath their own basket. It will be triggered in by Catherine Barthley. And Barthley looks for the open player and finally gets it in to Shayna Smith. Smith hands back off to Barthley. Barthley to Heather Prowse. Heather brings it back out. Now to Brewer. Brewer is at the free throw line. Back to the left. Three-point shot. That one up. No good by Catherine Barthley. And the rebound is taken down by Madeline Murphy in the game now for Rosebud. Ball goes to the right side. Drive in the paint. 15-foot pull-up jumper. That one will not go for Tori Wilborg. And the rebound taken down by Barthley for Mount Vernon Enola. Her pass down court to Heather Prowse. Prowse to the left side now. That's Smith. And now the ball is stolen away, actually, but then a traveling call. That was Alexis Jackson, our half-court winner.
Yeah.
And she is in the game. That's the only one we've had in the tournament. And it will be Mount Vernon Enola to inbound it on the far sideline. Ball goes to the right wing to Davies in the game now for Mount Vernon Enola. Now Heather backs it out, 2:45 to play in the first quarter. Heather still with a dribble, goes to the left side now, into the corner. Now needs some help, gets it back out to Barthley. Barthley will take it to the right side. Now to Davies. Davies goes baseline, dishes it in to McNinch. Now Prowse lays it up. It's no good, but she'll shoot a couple of free throws.
That was a good little pass there, and she went up. But I thought she made the shot, but went out. So got a foul, 9-7 still.
Lauren Wynn was charged with that foul, her first, and the free throw on the way. It's up and no good. Heather will shoot another one now. Second free throw on the way. It's up. It's good. Heather Prowse gets one out of two. And the clock ticks down to 2:20 left to play in the first quarter. Wilborg has it out to Jackson. Now into the corner. Murphy dives the baseline, lays it up. It's no good. Rebound out of bounds, and they say touch last by Rosebud. Mount Vernon Enola will inbound it. And it looks like that the Lady Ramblers will not full court press the basketball this time.
They're not full court, and they're dropping back.
So it will be Heather Prowse down court. She drives to the right side. Now Davies comes out to take it at the top of the key. Davies hands off to Smith. Back to Heather Prowse. Out to Davies. Three-point shot. That one's no good. Rebound taken down by Lauren Wynn.
Good rebound to Lauren.
Down court pass to Wilborg. Wilborg to Jackson. Out to Tori Lemieux. Three-pointer up. It's no good. Rebound, Mount Vernon Enola. And Smith wants to push it a little. Drives into the paint. Shot up. No good. Heather Prowse gets the rebound, though. And kicks it back out. Davies will reset. Now McNinch, 15-foot jumper. No good. Put back. It's over the backboard, and a whistle and a foul will be charged, and that will be on Lauren Wynn. She picks up her second and sets the check back in now. Sarah Sarton, and also checking back in will be Bailey Birchfield, as the free throws will be Kayla Brewer at the line. Brewer is ready. First free throw up. It's good. Second free throw coming now for Kaylee Brewer. She's set now, and the free throw on the way. It's up, and it's no good, and they called a lane violation. Would not have counted anyway.
No, she stepped over the line there.
So it will send it back to Rosebud. They have it with a minute 15 to play in the first quarter. Jackson will bring it down court, down to the left side. That goes to Birchfield. Now Wilborg back to Jackson. Jackson kicks it out. Three-point shot is up on the wing. That one is good for Torrey Wilborn.
Yeah, beautiful shot from the outside for Torrey. We got a ball game, 11-10, Mount Vernon.
Down under a minute to play in the first quarter. Heather Prowse takes it to the left side to Smith. Now back to Prowse. Prowse looks to the right, tries to penetrate. Dribbled the ball off her foot, but Davies was there to pick it up before it went out of bounds. And we have a official timeout. Heather Prowse, I think, actually twisted her ankle maybe.
Yeah.
She's limping back, so we'll have a timeout. We'll take it with them. We'll be back with more of our coverage of the Grizzly Lake Classic in 30 seconds.
The deals roll on right now at Peyton Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Clinton. Right now, get $500 customer cash on a Chrysler 200 sedan, $1,000 cash on 2012 Jeep Liberties, and $500 on Dodge Avenger, Journey, or Dodge Ram. Who says right now isn't the best time to buy? At Peyton Dodge Chrysler Jeep, there's never been a better time to get into a 2012 Dodge, Chrysler, or Jeep. Your best deal? It's waiting for you now at Peyton Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Clinton. See dealer for details.
Play. It will be an inbound pass here on the near sideline by Mount Vernon and Nola. So we're back to action. And the ball almost a over and back violation at half court. But Mount Vernon and Nola hangs on to it. Look at this defensive pressure.
All over him.
They're trying to hold for a final shot down to 17 seconds. There's a drive into the corner. Now back out. That will be to McNinch. Back to Davies. 7 seconds now. 5 seconds. They work it underneath to McNinch, and let's see. The shot is up, and it will not count. The three-pointer goes, and they will not count it. They say it was too late, and that will end the first quarter. The score will be Mount Vernon and Nola 11, Rosebud 10. We'll be back with the second quarter in 1 minute.
Nia Scrap Metal on Highway 367 North at Newport pays top prices for any type of scrap metal, whether it's car bodies, aluminum, copper, farm equipment, or any type of scrap iron. Call Jason Walker for prices today at Nia Scrap Metal. The number is 870-523-3858. That's 870-523-3858. Call or drop by. They pay top prices, and they appreciate your business. You'll like the friendly customer service they offer at Nia Scrap Metal, Highway 367 North at Newport.
When check cards came along, they were meant to be a convenient and hassle-free way to pay for things on the go. But these days, some banks are charging you a monthly fee just to use your check card. Not so convenient anymore. But now there's a way to get free. With First Security Bank's Instant Issue Check Card, we won't charge you a monthly fee. That's right, no monthly fee. And since you can get it on the spot, you'll never have to be without your check card. So stop being nickel and dime by your bank and enjoy the convenience of a check card. Get free with First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC.
Welcome you back as we begin the second quarter play. It will be Rosebud, the inbounded. Immediately, a three-point shot is put up by Bailey Birchfield. It's no good. And the rebound comes away to Mount Vernon and Nola. Down court, Heather Prowse shot up in the paint. It's no good. Rebound comes away to Rosebud. Madeline Murphy hands off now to Torrey Wilborn. Wilborn down court pass over the head of Jackson.
Yeah, way over it.
Alexis Jackson was open. They had a two-on-one, but it was way over her head, and it would go back the other way to Mount Vernon and Nola. Lady Warhawks will have it, and the dribble to the left side. Now the handoff. That one goes to Shayna Smith. Smith now back to Prowse. Prowse to the right side to Barkley. Back to Prowse. Underneath, and the shot is up. It is no good by Kayla Brewer, but she'll shoot a couple of free throws as that foul was charged on Madeline Murphy.
Now, Kayla, she got that ball inside there, but just a little bit too hard off the glass.
And let's see. Brewer is one out of two at the free throw line, and the first one on the way, it's good. We remind you that the playback of these games, they are being recorded, and they can be played back on our website at kffb.com. They'll be posted immediately after each game. So remember, both championship games tonight, you can hear the replay of those on our website. Underneath to Murphy, it's up and good.
I tell you, a nice little pass to Madeline underneath the glass, up and in. We got 12-12 tie.
6:52 left to play in the first half. It will be Heather Prowse, of course, to bring the ball down the floor. Heather walks it into the front court now, to the left side, now to Smith. Smith takes it to the right wing, pulls up, three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound again for Madeline Murphy.
I tell you, Madeline's doing a great job on the boards.
She hands off now, and it will be Tori Wilborg down the floor. Wilborg into the corner now. Again, another three-pointer. That one no good for Bailey Birchfield. Rebound, Mount Vernon and Ola. Heather Prowse down court to the left wing, and a three-pointer up and no good for Bartley. Rebound tipped around, and Bartley comes out with it. Catherine Bartley will get it now to Smith, and they'll reset. McNinch, turnaround 15-footer. That one will not go. Heather Prowse back up. It's no good, and she'll shoot a couple of free throws.
You talk about aggressive rebounding. Well, I tell you what, Heather came right in there and took that ball away.
Bailey Birchfield charged with that foul, and Prowse, one out of two at the free throw line, puts the first one up. It's good. Second free throw now coming for Heather. Davies checks back into the game. Also, Tori Lemieux checks back in for Rosebud. Second free throw is up. It's good. And also checking back in will be Lauren Wynn for the Lady Ramblers. So it will be Wilborg to bring the ball down the floor for Rosebud. And they set the offense now as Tori Lemieux will take it to Harlan on the left wing. Harlan back to Wilborg. She rotates to the left side, now tries to penetrate, kicks it out to the right wing. Harlan, three-pointer, no good. Rebound to Wilborg. Wilborg pass underneath to Lauren Wynn. Wynn lays it up. That one is good for Lauren Wynn.
I tell you, Lauren fought for that ball and put it back up and in.
Down court, Mount Vernon and Ola. Heather Prowse out to the wing, top of the key. Davies, three-pointer is good.
Nice.
That's Sydney Davies.
Beautiful shot from out 17-14 in Mount Vernon.
Just over 5 minutes to play in the first half of action. This game has been all we expected so far. There's a pass underneath, thrown away and picked off by Mount Vernon and Ola. Down court, Smith has the ball stripped away. Kendall Harlan pushes it the other way, loses the ball out of bounds. Touch last by Mount Vernon and Ola. Checking in now for Rosebud, Jesse Mann will come in the game, and Murphy will get a breather as the ball will be inbounded. That will be Tori Wilborg to trigger it in. Tori gets it into Harlan. Back to Wilborg. She'll put up a three-pointer in the corner. It's good, Tori Wilborg.
Beautiful shooter from the outside, no question. 17-17 pack.
That's the second three-pointer of the night for Tori Wilborg. And it will be Mount Vernon and Ola to take over. Heather Prowse drives inside. Shot up, no good. Gets her own rebound back up, no good. Rebound this time by Tori Wilborg, and Rosebud will have it. Wilborg pushes it down the floor, drives inside, now gets it to Lauren Wynn, and she's called for traveling.
Yeah, she wasn't expecting the pass. It came back to her real quick, and she took another step.
Yeah, that really was not her fault because she was not expecting the ball and looked up, and it was in her face. So
right now.
She turns it back over, and it will be the Lady Warhawks down court. Heather Prowse across the timeline, still with a dribble, takes it to the right side to Bartley. Now to McNinch, back to Bartley. Now to Heather Prowse. Prowse tries to go inside. Pass on the baseline. Shot is up. It's no good. Rebound to Lauren Wynn. And a whistle and a foul will be charged on Mount Vernon and Ola. And let's see. They will charge that foul on Ashley McCreary in the game. That's her second foul. Well, they say her third foul, so we must have missed one.
We missed one. Hold on.
So it will be back the other way. Lady Ramblers basketball. Kendall Harlan walks it down the floor. Now to Lemieux on the left side. Back to the top of the key. Back to the left. Drive on the baseline, nothing there. Ball almost stolen away. Inside, shot up by Sarton. It's blocked, and now a jump ball will be called, and the possession error will give it back to Mount Vernon and Nola.
Boy, they're both fighting for that basketball. No question about it. And this game, Dale, as you watch, you know as well as I do, it's a very deliberate game. Each pass, everything they're looking for, they're making sure everything's right before they even do it.
Oh, Prowse will take it to the right side. Now dribbles back to the top of the key. Left wing to Smith. Smith back to Prowse. 3:05 to play in the first half. Now to Bartley. Back to Smith. Smith tries to go baseline. Nothing there. Back into the corner. Now to Davies. Back to Smith. Inside to Prowse. The ball slapped away and stolen by Rosebud. Lady Ramblers come out with it. Kendall Harlan down court and a shot up in the paint. That one is no good. Rebound, Mount Vernon and Nola. That one taken down by Shayna Smith. She takes it all the way to the hoop, goes up for the shot. It's no good, but she is fouled by Tori Lemieux. And at the free throw line, again, it will be Santa Smith, who has 4 points so far. This will be her first free throws of the night, and the first one is up. It's good. 2:34 to play in the first half. Second free throw coming now for Santa Smith. It's up, and it's good. So Smith hits the pair.
19-17, Mount Vernon.
And the Lady Ramblers will push it the other way. Harlan to the right side. Now she gets the ball back and will back it out. Long NBA range three-pointer. She missed it but gets her own rebound. Drives, puts it up. No good. Put back, though, was who?
Lauren Wynn.
Lauren Wynn with the basket, her third of the night.
19-19.
And we're tied again. Ball goes into the corner. Three-point shot. That one is up by Smith. No good. And a rebound foul will be charged on McNitch for Mount Vernon and Nola, and Rosebud will get the ball back. They've had a couple of chances to take a lead, but have been unable to do so. So they will try it again now with a minute 50 to play. Kendall Harlan, three-pointer, no good. She gets her own rebound again. Into Sarah Sarton. She lays it up and in.
Sarah drove the right side of the lane, put it up and in. 21-19, Rosebud.
Timeout call. We'll take it with them. We'll be back with more live coverage of the Grizzly Lake Classic Championship game in 30 seconds.
You turn on your tap, and we're there. Community Water System is pleased to serve the Greers Ferry Lake area. And now, our service is brought even closer to home with eBill. You can now pay your Community Water System bill right online using Visa or MasterCard, your debit card, or electronic check transaction. To sign up, simply visit our website at cwswater.org. Community Water System. Quality on tap.
Welcome back as we resume play. Rich, do you think either one of these teams really wants to win this game?
Oh, I tell you what, both of them very aggressive, and they're playing their hearts out, really trying to win this championship.
Boy, playing like it's a state championship, but a lot of pride in winning the Grizz Ferry Lake Classic. It will be Mount Vernon and Nola. Ball stripped away, though, and a steal, but then a jump ball call. Possession error, though, will give it to Rosebud, so it results in a turnover either way. And we're down to a minute 19. Kendall Harlan, down court pass to Jesse Mann. Now they get it to Sarah Sarton. Cross court, back to Mann. Mann goes to the floor, but passes off to Harlan. Harlan, pass underneath. Lauren Wynn, and she lays it up and in.
Nice little pass into Lauren. She put it up and in. We got a 23-19 Rosebud lead.
So it will be Mount Vernon and Nola with a drive. Heather Prowse lays it up. No good. Put back is no good. And again, a rebound. Bartley comes out with this one. Out to Davies. Now back to the inside. Now to Smith on the left. 36 seconds now. Let's see if they slow it down and hold for a final shot. It will be Catherine Bartley. Now to Smith. Back to Bartley. now to Brewer, and they will let the clock tick, 22 seconds and counting. Pass inside, stripped away, and another steal. That pass intended for Heather Prowse.
Yeah.
And it will be Tori Lemieux down court.
They have plenty of time.
Oh. And a steal now by Nemo Vista. Mount Vernon Enola, I'm sorry. And a drive and a layup. Was that Davies?
Davies, 32. Yep. Goodness.
And the basket at the half makes it a two-point game. Our halftime score will be Rosebud 23, Mount Vernon Enola 21. We'll be back to recap the first half in 2 minutes.